just when you think nothing new can happen in real estate, you go for a walk, as I did with Carolyn during the week, and we live down on the peninsula, and you come across a sign that is so unique. By the way, too, we're going to put a photograph of this sign up on the website that goes with this interview. Damien Misso from Ray White at Woody Point joins me. G'day, Damien. How are you doing?
Yeah, very well, Kevin. How are you?
Good, mate. I actually saw this sign. I think you know the one I'm talking about. I can't quite remember what it said. It's something like, oh, well, I'll probably be forever known as the one that missed out, or the one that you missed out on.
Yeah, I'll always be the one that that's got away. The one that got away.
That's right. Well, instead of having the sell sign, what a great idea. Very, very unique.
Yeah, thank you. Look, we're always trying to do things to give that little edge over our competitors and sort of bring some humour into real estate as well, if we can.
On our walk, yeah, well, you certainly did that. I took a photograph of it, so we'll put it up on the website. Just go to 4bc.com.au and check out this interview, and we'll have the photograph up there for you. On the walk, that Palace site, tell me a little bit about that, because that was the old Palace Hotel right up on the point at Woody Point. What's happening there?
Yeah, so that was sold, I think, in 2014 to a local developer and was originally approved for a site that had about 170 units from memory across 27 metres. Now, it's a 21-metre zoning. Now, last year, as the old council sort of parted ways with the Peninsula and the Moreton Bay region, they approved a rezoning or a change in that development to it being 45 metres instead of the approved zoning of 21, which has caused a bit of a stir.
Yeah, because you just go around the area there and you see lots of signs about protecting Woody Point from high rise. Is that what it's all about? Is that site, or is it generally a number of sites?
Well, see, the thing is now that the council, in my opinion, have set a bit of a dangerous precedent, because if you allow somebody else to double basically the height of their units, then other people will follow. And just across the road from that, there's now another application for a similar change in height.
Has that one been approved?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. So are there any more that you're aware of that, you've indicated there, it's a bit of a snowball, really?
Yeah, so this has all happened. I know there's another site on Woodcliffe Crescent which has the notice of change of approval. So that's in the process. I think that was 32 or 28 Woodcliffe. I can't remember, but yeah, along Woodcliffe Crescent. There's another change there.
We've been we've been doing this show for about 13 or 14 years now, and I've been quite often talking about the peninsula and, you know, how it's, waiting to be discovered. I know when the new bridge went in, that caused a bit of impetus as well. But I've got to congratulate the council, because they do a fabulous job in all the foreshores and making sure that all the picnic areas are well done, very well presented, lots of good bike areas. It's a very desirable part of Brisbane to live in, actually, Damien.
Oh, it certainly is. I mean, our family's been here since the 50s, and it's just bit by bit, inch by inch, it's changed and it's grown, and it is, in my opinion, the jewel of the Moreton Bay Crown.
I picked a paper up this morning and I saw that property you've got at 13 Flinders Parade, Scarborough. That's a cracker. Is that absolute waterfront?
There's a little road and a walkway just in front of it.
Okay. You got the one open today?
I do have that open today at 1 o'clock and also tomorrow at 11 a.m.
I might get along, because that's a top spot. Tell me about the development. Is it a new one, new property?
So that's never been lived in. It was built in 2018 built by the Seymour Group, who built the Bay Apartments behind and all of the beach houses in that development. So that's the last one to be sold.
Excellent stuff. Hey, Damien, congratulations on the work you're doing. I love that sign. As I said, we'll put that photograph up with this interview on the 4BC website. Good on you, mate. Might see you at that open home, actually. 1 o'clock,
was it?
That'd
be great, Kevin. Yeah, 1 o'clock today.
13 Flinders Parade, Scarborough. Get along and have a look at it. Damien,
oh,
thanks.
Sorry, 2 o'clock today. Sorry, 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. Yeah, well, I would have turned up early. Okay.
Two o'clock and 11 a.m. tomorrow.
All right, mate. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Kevin.
Yeah, Damien Misso there from Ray White at Woody Point. 13 Flinders Parade, Scarborough. Open at 2 o'clock. Check it out. Have a look in the Courier Mail, too. It's quite an exceptional property.